Hello and welcome to Vision Extra, coming to you from RPH in Adelaide. Peter Greco with you, and with us is the blindness product specialist from Humanware, Ramona Mandy. Ramona, are you quivering with excitement?
I'm very pleased to be able to bring some great news to your listeners tonight.
Now, over the last few weeks, we've been telling people about the little teasers that Humanware have been sending out. Let's start, I guess, with the first one, which says something like, not only do we listen to what you say, we act upon it. So what has happened?
Okay, so I can reveal all now?
Yes, take it all off.
We're really pleased in the year of, you know, as you would be aware, and many of your listeners would be aware, this is the year of the bicentenary of Louis Braille, and we are really pleased to be able to launch a new generation of our Braille note takers. Obviously, it's a Braille note-taking device, and yes, so we have implemented a new Braille note called the Braille Note Apex, and it's really a culmination of a number of features and suggestions that customers have brought to us, all rolled into a new hardware package.
Fantastic. Now, what about some of the features, particularly that has been in response to suggestions or feedback from your clients?
Certainly, yep. Well, as I said, it's mainly new hardware. The software that is on the Braille Note Apex is Keysoft 9, which looks at this stage very much like Keysoft 8 on the Braille Note M-Powers. But what we're doing is we're starting with a brand new hardware platform, a faster processor, an upgraded operating system. Windows CE is our operating system. But some of the features that have been incorporated that are results of suggestions. For one, we have now a user-replaceable battery. Mm. So now, if you have your battery for a year or so and it starts losing performance, as batteries often do, you no longer have to send it back to Humanware to get a new battery replaced. You can just order one from us. We post it to you and you pop it in.
Okay, so it's pretty easy to do, a bit like some batteries perhaps with mobile phones?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, very easy. It's just a slide switch at the back, pop it out, pop the new battery in.
Okay.
And that means also that you could have a spare battery. So if you're, say, going on a long trip and you needed two batteries worth because you weren't going to be without near power, you could buy a second battery.
Now, if the batteries work at its optimum, are you thinking that if people recharge it overnight, then perhaps the next day they can work on the Braille Note, or the Apex, as it's called, for most of the day and maybe get a full charge out of that?
Yeah, look, Peter, it's really hard to say how much a unit will give you in terms of battery because everyone uses their units differently. Some people use more wireless, some people use speakers, volume, Bluetooth, all of those things can impact on the battery usage. But what we wanted to do, our aim was to make sure people got a good working day, whether it's a professional in their work or a student at school. We want to give you, you know, a good day's life out of your battery. So we're saying an average of 10 hours.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I've sort of heard, and I'm certainly not technically savvy at all, is with this new operating system, it's going to give the Braille Note or the Apex scope for greater advancement, greater enhancement in the future?
That's the idea, yes. With Windows 6, Windows CE 6, with a faster processor and with the newer technology, we've got much more scope to enhance the software and to incorporate more of the suggestions. You know, we're always very open and to suggestions, and we welcome all the feedback we can get. And we've had a long list of, you know, wish list for a long time, and we're really pleased to be able to incorporate some of those things. Some of the other suggestions that we've now incorporated are built-in wireless and built-in Ethernet support. So no longer will you need to buy a separate card, if you wish to do wireless or networking through, like, broadband, for example. That's all built in. One of the biggest things, I should say, Peter, one of the most attractive things, I think, of the Braille Note Apex is that although it's a similar footprint size, like the size it takes on the desk, to the M-Power, slightly smaller, is the, you know, the footprint is about 14 centimetres deep by 25 centimetres wide, but it's only half the height.
Sure.
So it's much, much more slimline than the M-Power.
And lighter?
Oh, yes, definitely lighter. It's down from 1.3 kilos down to 812 grams.
Fantastic.
So it's only about 60% of the weight. So it really means you can easily pop it in a laptop bag or in a backpack, even in a large handbag, and it's much lighter.
What about in terms of its sound, if you like? Will the speakers mean stuff on it, or stuff coming out of it is going to maybe sound better too?
Yeah, the hardware now gives you stereo output speakers, so the built-in speakers are now stereo, and you can, of course, plug in an external speaker or earphones and get stereo output as well. We have, like on the Empower, we have a recording feature, so that hasn't changed, but the quality of the recording has been enhanced, so the output from the quality of the recordings is much better, and that's one of the things due to the CE.
One of the things that perhaps I'm guilty of is being a bit of a hoarder or a bit of an information junkie. One of the great things from my point of view is the enormous increase in memory that the Apex is going to have.
When we released the Empower back in 2005, that had 128 megabytes of inbuilt storage, and which was a large amount for its time. But now the Brownout Apex offers you 8 gig on board. On top of that huge amount, you can also now use SD cards, which are small memory cards, up to 32 gigs because it now takes the high-capacity SD cards. People may be familiar with those if they use a Victor Reader Stream or other devices that take SD cards. On top of that, we've got three USB ports where you can plug in hard drives or USB thumb drives. So you can have gigabytes and gigabytes of memory.
So the high-capacity SD card is a great thing. What about if people have got stuff on, say, a current CF card, compact flash card, or a non-high-capacity SD card, if there's such a thing? Will they still now be able to be used with the Brownout or the Apex?
Certainly the low-capacity SD cards can still be used in the SD slot. If people have their data stored on any other medium, like a compact flash, it's very easy, and there's a number of ways that people could get their data transferred through connecting it to the computer or connecting a card reader to the Apex, copying files to an SD card through their Empower. There's a number of ways, and I'd be happy to talk to people about those options for them.
And people using the Brownout now, in terms of the way they've learnt how to use it with the menus, etc., is that exactly how the Apex will work as well?
Yes, at this stage, as I said, the software, Keysoft 9, is very much like what you're used to with Keysoft 8 for those that use a Brownout, and even for those that are using earlier versions of Keysoft, it's very much the same. So you'll be able to open your Apex and take it out and use it straight away because it's still got the main menu, it's still got all the help commands, and it's very much what you're used to. What I will say, a couple of things in terms of software that we've been able to increase and improve. One of the feedback we've had is the difficulty in doing upgrades to key software. You needed to get a memory card of 512 megabytes or less. We've now done away with that such that you can use any SD card. When you buy an upgrade from us, we just send you a file. You put that on the memory card, put that in the unit, it turn it on, and it recognises that there is a file present, and all you do is a reset and the upgrade begins. So it's practically, you know, completely automated. So much easier. And that upgrade can also be done from a memory, like a USB thumb drive. A lot of people use USB thumb drives. You can also upgrade from those now as well.
And you can have information on that card or thumb drive as well as the upgrade?
Yes, you can.
Where in the past you had to prepare the SD card and pretty much wipe it of any other information?
Yep, it was quite an involved process. It's now a lot more automated.
Ramona, what about reading HTML emails? Is that going to be something that the Apex can do?
Well, that's certainly one of the things that they are looking at because that's a software issue. I'm sure they would be looking at that, but that's not... The email capability is how you know it in Keysoft 8 at the moment because they wanted to get the platform right and the hardware, and now they can now move forward with making those enhancements and user-suggested improvements.
Okay, and what about better word support? Because that was also one of the things that has been talked about in recent times, or maybe for a little while.
Certainly with Microsoft Word support, although the Brownout can read Word documents and produce Word documents on the Brownout, there are some issues with converting them to a Keysoft format, and I do appreciate, I would like to thank all Brownout users for their patience in waiting for us to come up with improvements with the Word support. We are still working on that, rest assured we are, but now we've got a lot more leeway and a lot more room to move with the new operating system, And it is planned that we'll be bringing out word support, better word support in the next upgrade, the next Keysoft upgrade, which will be a free upgrade for users as a bit of a thank you for your patience and sticking with us. We just don't want to release it until it's ready. We know that it's important, but we do appreciate people's patience, but we are getting there, and we hope to bring it out very soon.
Now, also, the Apex is going to have a scroll wheel. That's something new, isn't it?
On the Braille model only, because the BrailleNote Apex is available in 32 cells. I should say it's only available at this stage in the 32-cell Braille model. That's because it's our most popular model by far. But it will have a choice of Braille keyboard, like a Perkins-style keyboard, or a QWERTY keyboard. The QWERTY keyboard doesn't have room for a scroll wheel, but the Braille one does. And what this is a little wheel between dots 1 and 4 on the keyboard, which will allow you to do a number of things. The wheel itself can be turned either clockwise or anti-clockwise to quickly scroll through menus or lists or documents. So if you're in a document and you want to quickly sort of scan down the document, you can easily just put your finger on the wheel and scroll down. The wheel will have other features, such as by being able to hit the top of it, you can easily escape, or hit the bottom of the, like it will have arrows around the wheel. By hitting the bottom one, you'll be able to get the help menu very quickly, and a number of different other features on the wheel. It will make learning, say, for teachers that are supporting students, it will make it easier for them because they won't have to remember space with H for help. They just have to remember, hit that down arrow on the wheel and the help will come up.
Ramona, is the Apex available now? Can people actually order it today?
Certainly people can order it today, yes. The price is $8,890, and I'd really like to tell you about the trade-in offers. For anyone that has a BrailleNote Classic or a BrailleNote Empower, we are offering a very good trade-in scheme of up to $2,800 off the price of the Apex, depending on which model you've got. But also demonstrations are available now. We're not actually shipping till December, but we're taking orders, and we advise you to get in line now because they are proving very popular. But there is one in Sydney and one in Melbourne, and we're very happy to give you demonstrations from now on.
Okay, and as far as the Apex itself goes, once people get it, then they send back the unit that they've got, or vice versa?
We do need to have the unit back before we send you the Apex, but what we can do is let you know when we're ready to ship it, so you wouldn't be without it for very long at all. And we would be able to support people in getting all their data backed up before their Apex arrives as well.
Okay. Well, if people want to find out more, because there's lots of information, there's still stuff that we could have chatted about. Is there a way that people can sort of find all this out in sort of one either website visit or a phone call?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so many good things to talk about that it is hard to cover it in a short interview. But, yes, if people have access to the internet, one way they can read more about it is to go to our website at humanware.com/apex.
That's APEX?
That's right.
Yep.
humanware.com/apex. Or if they'd rather discuss it by phone, they're very welcome to call me on 03-9686-2601.
Ramona, good on you. Well done to HumanWare. I know there's been a lot of positive feedback around the place about it. We look forward to getting our hands on one. Congratulations, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Peter.
That's Ramona Mandy, the blindness product specialist from HumanWare. If you've missed the program today, you can go to our website, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can go to our website as well, www.rphadelaide.org.au/webcast, with a capital W.html. The program is Vision Extra. It'll be back on this, your favourite radio station, at the same time next week.